website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, in case you have not heard it or you've forgotten it, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I've said this many, many times on this broadcast. Anything that takes place in America, in our cities, in our states, in our nation, around the globe, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word doesn't leave any stone covered. It uncovers it all the way through, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. It's a wonderful study of what God has done, is doing, and shall do. And God has already told us where we're going in the future, what's going to happen to the globes around the world, what's going to take place tomorrow, next day, next year, next month. We see in what I call the signs of the times, God shows us what he's going to do. So as we see what is taking place today in our government and those that are around us, the governmental system, that's supposed to be for the people, of the people, and by the people, and yet we find under President Donald J. Trump's scrutiny and wisdom, where the curtains are being pulled back, and we're seeing the raw deal, if you will, as to what's been taking place for quite some time in America. I'm concerned, but nevertheless, I do a little parenthetical footnote to that. We need to be concerned, we need to be vigilant, we need to be watching, but at the same time, our hope is not built on the government. Our trust ought to be in God and not in government. Let me remind you, when God created government, and he did, it's called civil government, we call it politics today. When God created civil government, the purpose was to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. Read Romans chapter 13. Particular verses 1 through 7. God created the home, God created government, God created the church, and in that order. And anything and everything that we discuss and talk about in any of those categories are all de facto biblical issues. So we need to be concerned with what is taking place. We need to be thankful for what is taking place under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump. We're watching the restoration of our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties, under this president's leadership. He's peeling back the curtains. We're finding what has been taking place, especially under the Obama and Biden administration, and how tax dollars have been squandered, wasted, ruined, and lost. This is the reason, by the way, I'm talking about today as a lead-in, not as a total subject for the broadcast. How much gold's in Fort Knox? Perhaps you've heard a little bit, some bits and pieces on the news about that. How much gold is there? Do you believe all of the gold is there that's supposed to be there? And so if we say that we believe all the gold that's supposed to be there is there, how much is that gold that was supposed to be there that should be still there? Now that's not not making a circus out of words, but how do we know how much has been removed, if any? How do we know has been officially stockpiled there? How much is really there? Doge, Elon Musk, just announced this. Let me read the headline. Elon Musk eyes Fort Knox as the next target. What we know about its $400 billion gold supply. Elon Musk, the richest man and head of the powerful Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. By the way, I'm told, and I'm looking at a meme, DOGE means Democrats officially getting exposed. Democrats officially getting exposed. Of course, DOGE is talking about the government department of using Elon Musk and others in that department to uncover and to reveal what is taking place with our monies. Let me read that again. Elon Musk, the richest man, the head of the department, powerful Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, shares memes elevating decades of old conspiracies about the state of the U.S. government's gold reserves at Fort Knox, with one prominent politician welcoming a rare look inside the tightly guarded facility. The U.S. bullion depository in Fort Knox, Kentucky, beginning Saturday, Musk shared several social media posts questioning the state of the government's infamous gold reserves at Fort Knox, questioning if the gold is still there. Is it gone? Is it still there? And calling for a video walkthrough of the facilities. Senator Rand Paul, Republican Senator of Kentucky, said, "Let's do it," to one of Musk's posts calling for the annual audit of Fort Knox. The U.S. bullion depository in Fort Knox, Kentucky, holds 147,003 million troy ounces and about 59% of the treasury's total supply, according to the U.S. Mint, with gold trading at more than $2,930 per ounce on the open market Tuesday. This means Fort Knox gold has a market value of about $435 billion. And I could go on and on. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we want to understand that this is, I believe, going to be a revelatory, walk through in relationship to, is the gold there? How much of the gold is there? There are some theories that says it's silver bars, gold plated. Some say that most of the gold there is from other nations that we're storing on their behalf, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to hear from you today, not totally, but first of all, in our dialogue and discussion, do you believe the gold is there? How much gold is there? Do you believe that it will reveal anything nefarious from the governmental standpoint? So as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the declaratory statement says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that is authoritative and has the total full force of what God would have us to know and understand. May I say to you, Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I remind you that we need to look to the truth book, the Word of God, have dialogue and discussion in relationship to what is happening in the world. We need to look at, go back to the fundamental foundation of the Word of God. God's Word reminds us, ladies and gentlemen, that there'll come a day when light will be called dark, dark will be called light, and truth will be called a lie. I'm looking at the article in Isaiah 5:20. "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We're seeing that today. And then in 2 Timothy, ladies and gentlemen, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "There'll come a day in the latter days, perilous times shall come." The word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating. And that is the truth of it. But ladies and gentlemen, multitudes today do not want to hear the truth. It was the dystopian novel author, George Orwell, a secularist. But in part, this is what Orwell said. "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Truth matters regardless of what side of the aisle you own, or it should. whether you're a Democrat or Republican, truth ought to be truth. But we're finding today more than ever. Listen, let me just tuck this little thought in. Why are the Democrats pulling their hair out and screaming that we need to impeach Trump, need to impeach Elon Musk because of Doge? Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump didn't invent Doge. It was under a different name, but it was invented. The department was set up and codified under Barack Obama. And the design purpose then was to uncover fraud and to streamline the government and to prevent any fraud taking place. Bill Clinton had tried something very similar to that without a separate department to do so. So president after president has been elected on the basis, we're going to cut government, we're going to cut the bloat in government. Ladies and gentlemen, we have about $36 trillion today that we're in debt. If China called our debts due today, America would be bankrupt. Well, I, of course, frankly, I believe we're bankrupt without declaring it. But nevertheless, we have a $36 trillion debt. And yet we're, the Democrats are pulling their hair out when the president, Donald J. Trump, says we're going to reveal fraud, we're going to stop the fraud, we're going to stop the losses. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the reverse of what is truth. We're witnessing a lie being demonstrated on the streets and on the microphones and television cameras, et cetera, with the socialist Marxist left and the Democratic Party that does not want these things uncovered. You must ask the question, it begs to be asked, why are they not interested in saving and cutting the trillions of dollars that we're in debt for? I'm looking at a headline says, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, former senator, warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And we're witnessing the death of truth afresh and anew each and every day in America. We're witnessing that today coming from the left. There's not an interest in watching it. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's still a frightening number for me, a distressing, disturbing survey for me that I have discovered. And that is, this headline says, most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. If there's no absolute truth, where do you go for truth? In fact, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say this, each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. A half-truth is a whole lie. Now, that's what we find coming out of Washington from the Marxist media in particular. That's what we see coming out of Washington under the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. That's what we see taking place today in some of the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, that's willing to hedge the truth, bifurcate the truth, and a half-truth is a whole lie, and we need to recognize it and reject it, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right at the intersection of the Beltway of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the flag, U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just another moment on monologue, and then we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion today. We're told that DOG, Department of Government Efficiency, will do an audit on the gold in Fort Knox. There's been no audit, I'm told, since 1974, just after Americans left the gold standard. The latest element may surprise many today, but no one has seen the gold. We've seen photos of the gold. We've been told that the gold is there. We've been told that it's real. We've been told that it's stored there at Fort Knox. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we're told that American gold storage is 4,580 tons of gold. That's 447,300 ounces of gold, valued at approximately $485 billion on today's market. But no one's been allowed to inspect it. No one's been allowed to audit it. It was Ron Paul, a number of years ago when he was in the House. Rand Paul, his son, is now one of the senators from Kentucky. Rand Paul has been wanting to see the gold in the vault, audit the vault, for years. His dad, Ron Paul, had pushed for years and years and years to have the vault in Kentucky, that is the Fort Knox, as it's called. He wanted to have it inspected, investigated, and to determine if it's there, if it's real, if it's false, if it's fake, if it is, has disappeared, dissipated. But no one's been allowed to do so, ladies and gentlemen. So the question is the gold still there? And ladies and gentlemen, another thing we'll talk about today is what we have believed as lies down through the years under the previous administration. And the curtains being pulled back, and we're being shown the deepness, the depth of the lies, and the squandering of the hundreds of billions of dollars, in fact, trillions of dollars, out of the different governmental agencies that's been lying to the general public. We'll talk about the fact that we still have religious liberties today that's not found in any other nation. We'll look at an example today of what's happening in Germany with raids on homes, computers being taken, telephones being seized. Why would they do that? Because some of the citizens have decided to start talking about the Islamic jihadists and how they're taking control of all of Europe, especially Germany and France, etc. We'll talk about that and how we ought to be thankful to God each and every day, grateful for our Bill of Rights and for the religious liberties and freedom of speech that we still have, that's being codified and protected by Donald J. Trump today. It's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, if I can do a little parenthetical footnote, then we'll open our lines. It's my prayer that not just the things that Trump is doing by executive orders, but I'm praying that somehow, some way, he can get it passed in the House and the Senate, codifying that so that it cannot be reversed under the leadership of a wacko president in the future, just as we had with Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. How much gold is in Fort Knox? I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
I pray you also.
Yes.
Dr. Youngblood, I believe there's a whole bunch gone. There might be some in there, but it's a whole bunch gone. Because you said 1974?
Correct.
They have not been audited. They have not been audited.
That's right.
We're supposed to audit them.
Well, it's the people's money. The money. The gold belongs to the American citizens. It doesn't belong to the federal government. It doesn't belong to the individual agency that's housing it. It belongs to we the people. We the people have the right to know how our tax dollars are spent. We have the right to know whether or not there is, in fact, a backup gold reserve protecting the financial integrity of America. It is the right of the people to know if it's there, if we've been deceived with the sleight of hands for all of these years.
Yes, sir. It is. I believe it is. They are so crooked. But like the Word of God says, whatever's done in the dark is going to come to the light.
Absolutely. I've used the term, be sure your sins will find you out. I've used the term that's biblical, yes, that you sow to the wind, you're going to reap to the whirlwind. And I believe for years and years and years and years, our government's been sowing to the wind, and I believe we're about to reap the whirlwind as a result of it. My prayer is, Kenneth, that not only will we uncover the scams and the scum that has been taking place, not only will we uncover what is happening with the loss of funds and the lies that we've been told, but there will be a reckoning through the, how would you say, the judiciary, that they will be brought to justice. They tried lawfare with Trump for all of the years, about 10 years. There was an attempt to bankrupt Trump. There was an attempt to put him in jail. There was an attempt to destroy his possibility of being reelected. Now they are all of a sudden, those same people that wanted to use lawfare, they wanted to use investigation, they wanted to use prosecution. Now all of a sudden they're not interested in investigation. Now all of a sudden they're not interested in anybody being prosecuted for evil. In fact, if you heard the broadcast yesterday, we talked about the fact that U-Haul is doing a bumper business in Washington, D.C., with people getting out of Dodge, if you will. We discovered that some 10,000-plus homes have been put on the market for sale or for rent in D.C. because of those leaving the federal, nest egg and the job where they were allowed, 92% of them allowed not to come back to work and still drawing a paycheck. Discovered that thousands of those were carrying out other jobs, drawing other paychecks, and still drawing the paycheck from the federal government. Even Jamie Dimon, the head of Chase Bank, is now saying that all of his workers, they've got to come in to work and put in a day's work in order to get paid, or they are going to replace them. I think it's time that that is continued across every aspect of government in America. Maybe this is the reason, Kenneth, I don't know if you've ever called any of the federal agencies trying to reach them, Social Security office, and otherwise, it'll ring 1,000 times, then it'll put on you, if somebody happens to answer, they'll put you on hold and not come back. If you want to talk with a live human being, you've got to count on an hour or 2 hours, and it's because nobody's in the office. In fact, I'm thankful to find under the new research and work of Doge with Elon Musk under the Trump administration, that they're canceling leases on federally leased empty buildings because no one's coming into work. It's time that we start saying to our leadership, and Donald Trump has promised it in his election campaign, he's now carrying it out. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful to know that we have those that's willing to carry out the task of carrying out what they've said they would do. Kenneth, you say that you think part of the gold's missing then. That's the question today. How much gold is in Fort Knox? So let's keep praying that God will make it clear and plain to the citizens of the United States of America, and to recognize and to realize that the scripture is very, very clear in relationship to what happens when there is those that are wicked and evil that's in control, and when those that are not that's in control, what's the difference in the nation. In Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I don't know about you, but I've seen a difference in the attitude of people. There seems to be a new hope, a new sense of not necessarily joy, but a new sense of refreshing outlook on our nation and on America and what is taking place. So we need to keep looking up, knowing that God's word is real, that God's word's already told us what's going to take place, and we need to recognize that and continue to place our hope and trust in Jesus Christ and nothing else. But Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, the question, and we'll lead into other aspects of the broadcast today, but the question is, I just wanted to poll the audience and find out, how much gold is really in Fort Knox? Do you believe the gold is still there? Do you believe it's been siphoned off? Do you believe that it's false, phony gold, or is it real gold? How much is there? I find that it is fascinating to realize that somehow, some way, we've been lied to, and if we've been lied to on so many other things, should we believe that all the gold is there? Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, as we look at what is taking place today, we need to recognize that this is just another example of what is continuing to take place with the cover-up and the lies and the scams. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? How much gold is in Fort Knox? What do you think about Elon Musk and what he's doing with Doge, D-O-G-E, the Department of Government Excellence, Efficiency? What do you say about it? Should they go into Fort Knox, into the, if you please, the vault, and do a walkthrough? How should they carry this out? What should we expect? What should we believe in relationship to that? I find it fascinating, and the research that I've done in several areas, when it was built, what it was built for, who was the contractor on the building that houses the gold, when the first transport of gold went in, how it was fortified, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A fascinating research of history in that realm. And now to realize that for years and years and years and years again, there's been an attempt to audit the gold that's there and to do a walkthrough and determine what's there. Now eventually, now finally, Elon Musk says, I think it's time for us to find out if there's any real gold in Fort Knox Gold Vault. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. John Block.
Good morning.
Yes, you know, I don't understand why the Democrats complaining they've been stealing all that money from the us, and then they complain. You know, it's like, well, the other day I was watching the TV, and the Democrats, they said before when Clinton was there that they had to reduce the deficit. And why they complaining now? You know, what we're going to do? You know, that's, thank you very much.
Santiago, you're exactly right. It's, you know, there's no cliche. The cliche goes something like this. When you throw a rock over in a pen of dogs, the one that squeals is the one that got hit. And if we find the squealing, the squawking, the hair on fire, and the screaming from the Democrats, it apparently, it's very apparent that somehow, some way, it's hit the sore spot with what's been taking place. I believe, my most humble opinion, I believe the Democrats, without any question, especially all of your main leadership, they're in on it. They know what's been taking place with the lies. This is the reason. Part of what Elon Musk and President Trump says they want to do is to look at those legislators, those that are going in the House of Representatives, those that are going in the Senate with a few thousand dollars in the bank, and within 2 or 3 years they're worth millions upon millions of dollars. Where did the money come from? How did they grow that wealth? What is the problem? This is the reason Maxine Waters is screaming that Elon Musk wants to look at her checking account, wants to look at her checkbook, wants to examine her bank account. That shows what they're afraid of. And the fear on the part of the socialist Marxist left called the Democrats, led by Chuck Schumer and Hakeem, and Nancy Pelosi to a degree, still Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi, and part of that, why they're afraid for us to find out. It's because they're on the take. They have been since they've gone into office. And no less than Mitch McConnell also, in my most humble opinion. And I believe this goes across party lines, Democrats and Republicans, when the truth is finally ultimately known. Looking at the headline, Biden's Health and Human Services officials directed $22.6 billion in migrant aid to former employers. Ever wonder where the tax dollars go? This article reads, while hardworking Americans struggle with inflation and rising costs, a complex web of government grants was quietly funding an unprecedented expansion of migrant benefits through the Department of Health and Human Services. Ladies and gentlemen, just about every federal department, every governmental department, been siphoning off money, taking care of paying for the illegal jihadist migrants coming into America, been buying cars for them, houses for them, paying payments for them, putting them in five-star hotels, et cetera, with hard-earned taxpayer money. Listen, this is what I've said. My wife and I have talked about it. You have some in America today, men and women, husbands and wives, that are working their fingernails, working their fingers to the bone to make a dollar or two, and if they miss paying their income tax by a few hundred dollars, their home's taken, their job is, their funds are confiscated, et cetera. And yet the dollars in pools that are going out of the back door that we don't even know where it's going. So I'm thankful that Donald Trump is using Elon Musk to peel the scab off and let the nation see what's taking place, uncover the lies, and reveal the truth once and for all in America. I'm thankful for it. God is shining the light on what's been in the darkness for all of these years. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.